What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Taylor LaRoche, she's 17. She dealt with Hodgkin lymphoma from Haverhill. Her mom, Jen. Her brother, Andrew. Great name. Do you go by Andrew or Andy?
Andrew.
Okay.
Smart.
Straight Andrew. Yeah. My mom's not happy that I go by Andy, but different topic. Taylor, welcome aboard. You are going into your senior year. You're into Future Farmers of America, agriculture. What do you think the future holds for you? Before we get into your story, what does the future hold for you?
I think we need a little help with her mic.
Pot her mic right up here a little bit.
I can speak. She wants to go to college.
Yep.
Which is a good start. She wants to be an agricultural teacher, and few things more important than people taking good care of the earth and learning sustainable ways to farm, correct?
No farms, no food. I see the bumper stickers. Yep. No farms, no food. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your experience with Dana-Farber and sort of your backstory, I guess.
I don't know. Like, Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber has been fantastic. As soon as I was diagnosed, I was pretty much there all the time, and they were so welcoming and kind, and they gave me things to do when I wasn't feeling good, and it was like a second home.
How important is that? We've talked to a lot of people already that talk about the holistic approach and wanting to live life, and you know, you're being treated physically, but also the family and staying upbeat and everything that goes into it. How important was that for you?
It was really important, and the Jimmy Fund made it a lot easier by trying to give us things to do for all of us, like whether it was like Red Sox tickets, Bruins games, giving us fun things we could do as a family to keep us all upbeat and happy as much as you possibly could.
Jen, could I ask you, obviously, you know, Andy and I were both parents, pretty much everyone around here is as well. How at first, when you and your husband received the news, you know, how scary was that first for your family? And then what kind of job, as we hear so much about the whole treatment plan that Dana-Farber provides, how reassuring were they for you? How comforting was it? And how much do you enjoy engaging with them to this day?
I mean, you know, the rug was definitely taken out from under us when she was first diagnosed. But Dana-Farber and all the staff, every single person just stepped right in and helped us along when we couldn't move along any further. The nurses were fabulous for her. And, you know, second set of eyes for me, things that I didn't know, they were right there knowing what she needed. And the support of every single person at the Jimmy Fund Clinic got all of us through, but obviously, especially Taylor, with all of the extra Opry, the service dog for her, and, you know, all of the activities and just the people there knew what she needed before the rest of us knew what she needed.
And so, Taylor, you found out because it started at a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
You had something and then had that looked at by your primary care, and it kind of went that way. And did I read that it was Christmas Eve last year that you found out? What was that like?
I was shocked. It was like, oh, we ended up in the hospital, and I was like, oh, we'll just be here for a little bit. No big deal. And then they were like, we're going to do a biopsy. And then we were there for a night. And then they're like, oh, we want to keep you till we get the results back. But that would have been, we would have been there for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So the nurses at Boston Children's fought for me to be able to go home. And we were able to go home. And then they had us go back Christmas Eve. And that's when they told us.
Wow. That's a heck of a time. I don't remember asking for this for Christmas. for the fact that they advocated for you to go home. See, to me, like, that just says so much about, like, look, you keeping your spirits up, you having something to look forward to, mm-hmm. you having some cheer around the house, you know, and also getting to brag that you got better Christmas gifts than your brother. Like, little things like that mean a lot in the grand scale of things.
Yeah, it really did. I was just repetitively saying that I didn't want to be there for Christmas. I was really down. I was miserable. I was grumpy. And my nurses realized, like, me being there was not going to be beneficial for anything if I was so miserable. So they fought as hard as they could to be able to let me to go home.
You mentioned Opry. You're not the first patient we've heard about Opry. What's Opry's story? What kind of dog and what What role does he or she play in the whole process?
Aubrey is a golden retriever, and she's like the therapy support dog within the Jimmy Fun Clinic. Her handler, Kate, is just as amazing. Little shout out, because I love Kate. Aubrey, my first chemo day, came, and she just climbed right up on my chair and sat with me. And she has her little treat bag that she carries around in her mouth as like her little support as she's supporting us. And she's just the cutest little cuddle bug.
So what about you, big guy? What's your role in all this? How supportive have you been? And what do you do to keep your sister's spirits up and help her out?
I would just like go into her room and check on her all the time. And something I did for support when she was losing her hair, I told her, my hair was pretty long, and I told her I'd shave my head, and I did, and that was just, like, the most support I could give to her at the time, and it's just been real hard, like, finding out on Christmas Eve, it was the worst Christmas gift ever, but I'm glad she's doing okay now.
Jen, when he shaved his head and sort of watching the relationship as a mom, that must have been, in a tough time, kind of cool to see.
Yeah, so I'm a hairdresser, so we had a bald party at my salon, and just knowing what his hair meant to him, and for him to shave his head with her was, you know, just there was no better gift as a mom that I could have received, because they just support each other so much. And she had a teacher from her school shave his head with her. I mean, we probably had 30 people come down and shave their heads with her. So
that's solidarity in the community.
Yeah, everybody rallied around
Unbelievable.
Her. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So last treatment was in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here you are. Like, I know summer's almost over. I know. I don't want it to end either.
Yeah.
We love the good weather. We love hanging out with our family as well. But what are some of the things you're most looking forward to getting back to school?
Being able to go to school full time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no one wants to go to school. It's school. But I want to be able to go.
Put that on a shirt. It's school.
I want to be able to go and be able to complete my year being 99% in the building, as opposed to when I was there, not most of the time.
And the treatment that you've received, has this now buoyed your spirits and given you the confidence heading into your senior year? Like, hey, we got through this. And, you know, if there are any other challenges that come your way with your parents' support, Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, you have confidence that you can do this?
Oh, 100%. Anything else is like minuscule compared to this. It's just small high school drama, like nothing. It's not that important anymore. There's so much more to life than worrying about like little things like that.
See something on IG and be like, I'm not worried about that. Come on.
So I saw gardening, camping, animals. We talked a little bit about future farmers and that maybe. What kind of animals? What are your favorite animals besides Aubrey?
I love horses, and then I have a dog. His name's Maverick. He's my best buddy.
Nice.
Yeah, what kind of dog's Mav?
He's a Great Dane Husky Lab mix.
Whoa.
Wow.
He's pretty big. He's just over a year old.
I was going to say, what costs more money? New clothes shopping for her or food for the dog?
Food for the dog.
Yeah, wow. Holy smokes. Do you ride him to school?
I probably could. He's a big guy.
Taylor, if we asked you to put out a plea to our listeners who are thinking about maybe texting, calling, donating, what would you say to them?
I would say, no matter what the amount is, it's so beneficial, no matter if it's $1, $100, whatever it may be. There's so many things that people don't know, and people still don't know, that they're still researching, that any amount would help research and help the kids and benefit everyone impacted.
So don't take it from us. Take it from Taylor. Call now, 877-738-1234. If you want to go online, you can donate at jimmyfund.org. You can text. That's probably the easiest way. K-Cancer to 56512. You can give any amount. As Taylor just said, it can be $1, $5, $100, right? If 1 million people give $1, that's $1 million right there. So the community that has supported you through your time can help support the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber here on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. Taylor, we appreciate you joining us, telling your story, and the whole family. Andrew, keep going.
The
hair looks like it's coming back nice back there.
I was going to say, he's got good lettuce.
He almost got
there.
Like a mullet. Like, it's already out the back again.
Yep.
Where's that going? How far are we going with that?
Probably just going to keep it this length, and if it gets any longer, probably just going to, like, trim a little bit
off. Is it short on the sides? What do we got going on?
Yeah. Oh, he has an 80s bowler.
Go ahead. Yeah, rock it out. Look at this.
Oh, yeah. That's a good look. That's a very good
look. That's what's up right there. You play sports, buddy?
Yeah, I play lacrosse.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I see. That right in Andy's wheelhouse. See?
Big lacrosse fan. Big lacrosse. Yep. What position do you play?
All of them?
I play like either...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Midfielder or attack, sometimes defensive middie, yeah. But
let me guess, really you like depends. Attack best.
Yeah.
Because you just hang around and score goals.
Yep.
Midfield, you got to work too much. You got to run up and run down and play defense. I'll just wait for you to get me the ball near the net and then I'll shoot it in. That's the fun part.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate you telling your story.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.